looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
I'm Sherry Preston. The most active springtime severe weather in more than a dozen years, refusing to let up. 22 people killed in Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan, who's there, says new tornado warnings have been posted this morning.
People here in Dallas-Fort Worth have barely gotten a break in the severe weather. Now storms are moving in from the Texas-Oklahoma border. At DFW Airport, not far from where I am, a 77-mile-per-hour gust was reported this morning.
Closing arguments begin this morning in the criminal hush money trial of Donald Trump. Jurors in New York deciding whether the former president should be convicted of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments made to an adult film star. The Gaza Health Ministry saying that 50 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike overnight that took out two Hamas leaders. The missile hit a refugee camp in the southern city of Rafah, where the U.S. had been warning of protections for civilians. This is ABC News. Questions this morning about a potentially controversial comment made by the Pope. ABC's Inez de la Quatera is at the foreign desk.
Pope Francis accused of using a homophobic slur during a closed-door meeting at the Vatican. According to Italian media, it happened as Francis was talking to bishops and said gay men should not be admitted to seminaries. But some are suggesting the pontiff made an honest mistake. Italian is his second language, and he has long made it a point to insist the Catholic Church is for everyone, even approving a ruling in December allowing priests to bless same-sex couples. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Just weeks after leaving the foundation she started with her now ex-husband Bill Gates, Melinda French Gates is making a new pledge. She is promising this morning $1 billion in donations over the next 2 years to individuals and groups working on behalf of women and families. Some of those donations will go to those working on reproductive rights in the U.S. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says 3 tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Chippewa River has entered the action stage as officials monitor it for flooding concerns following heavy rain last week. At the time of a press release from the city of Eau Claire, the river was at approximately 767 feet, just 6 feet short of the downtown flood stage of 773 feet. For the safety of residents, the Chippewa River Trail was closed in the areas behind the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire Fine Arts Building and behind the Hobbs Ice Arena. The city will continue monitoring the river. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has announced a new initiative to find solutions to the region's healthcare crisis. In a press release on Thursday, university officials announced the Rural Health Innovation Alliance, which seeks to spur innovation in the healthcare field. The alliance hopes to make the Chippewa Valley the epicenter for testing innovative care models, specifically for rural healthcare. The alliance will also give university students the opportunity to get hands-on experience and learning opportunities. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam Field, a scoreless pitcher's duel. Until the eighth, with Willie Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals, Adames center field. Bellinger on the run, he looks up.
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with 3 balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
In some more local sports notes, Dominic Girinella of the Lakeland boys tennis team qualified for state last week, and he will play in the state's tennis tournament coming up on Thursday. Good luck to him. Sectional softball today. Division 4, Grantsburg and Shell Lake will play. Fall Creek and McDonald Central clash in Division 3. You've got Northwestern and Spooner. Going at it, Pacelli, or rather Prescott, I should say, will take on Aquinas in their contest. And that's all softball action in Division 3. In Division 5, Mellon. Good luck to the Mellon softball team. 2-seeded. They'll travel to Northwood Solon Springs for their contest today. They'll get the Athens Thorpe winner for the right to go to state. And baseball regional semifinals continue today. And golf sectionals also around the state today. That's a check of your 98Q Sports. Let's take a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the 29th day of May. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. We'll be serving up Mexican casserole tomorrow with refried beans, spinach salad, and tomato and cucumber with that, too. Price County Senior Dining. To order, or if you have any questions, call 339-2158. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers or thunder showers through about mid-afternoon, and then it'll become partly cloudy with a high of 64 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, sunshine 67. On Thursday, sunny and even warmer with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations that better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages you to find your next outdoor adventure in the Badger State during Free Fun Weekend, June 1st and 2nd. During that weekend, state park admissions, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived. More details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR invites the public to head outdoors for the 12th annual Free Fun Weekend, happening June 1st and 2nd. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors those 2 days. With 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 lakes, Wisconsin has a little something for everyone to enjoy. Most state parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., and vehicle admission stickers will not be required. Residents and non-residents will not be required to have a fishing license or trout or salmon stamp. Free fishing clinics are held during Free Fun Weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. For more information and a list of events, visit the DNR's events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Stay right there a little bit longer. Underneath the stars, we are on fire. And I don't wanna go if you don't wanna go. We can just stay here in this minute, lose all track of time. Let the world be known.
Country.
I was out with the boys catching up. Country fan. We'll be right back.
Country. Hope you are well on this Tuesday, cloudy, and a little rain scattered throughout the day. We're always optimistic we'll see a little sunshine. I will never again guarantee in the morning show that we won't see sunshine after the harassment I received from some people after that. But we'll just say a cloudy day with some rain showers and always the possibility of a ray of sunshine peeking through here and there. That was a pretty nice Memorial weekend, wasn't it? Hope you had a chance to relax, observe, salute those who gave all for our country. My wife and I and son are currently watching the Max show. I don't know what I'll call it, a show. 10-part series called Pacific, and maybe you have seen it. It's about the invasion, on D-Day or whatever you want to. It's about World War II, and it's good. All of those series always have a few critics here and there, but it's a bit much at times. But it is very good, and if you are kind of into the history of our country in World War II, Pacific would be a good watch. It's, like I said, it's not easy to watch sometimes, but it's on the Max app if you want to check it out. And then I'll talk a little later because my wife and I stumbled upon a documentary actually last night that was very interesting about D-Day, the invasion on Normandy. It was very interesting. I'll talk a little bit about that later this hour. We've got some birthdays to get to. If you have one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'd be thrilled to wish that person a happy day, birthday, or anniversary, and give them a shot to win a free cake. Always nice to have cake, especially if it's free, from the Super One Bakery Department. So give us a call if you got a birthday, anniversary. Always, you can email us ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports, and we'll come back with our birthdays.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The most active springtime severe weather in more than a dozen years, refusing to let up. 22 people killed in Oklahoma, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan, who's there, says new tornado warnings have been posted this morning.
People here in Dallas-Fort Worth have barely gotten a break in the severe weather. Now storms are moving in from the Texas-Oklahoma border. At DFW Airport, not far from where I am, a 77-mile-per-hour gust was reported this morning.
Closing arguments begin this morning in the criminal hush money trial of Donald Trump. Jurors in New York deciding whether the former president should be convicted of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments made to an adult film star. The Gaza Health Ministry saying that 50 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike overnight that took out two Hamas leaders. The missile hit a refugee camp in the southern city of Rafah, where the U.S. had been warning of protections for civilians. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's traditional July 3rd fireworks show at Veterans Park is canceled this year. The County Parks Department blames a lack of sponsors. The fireworks cost about $350,000 alone, with another $20,000 for staffing and related costs. Big summer gatherings can be stressful for people with Alzheimer's. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers instead.
If you normally have a giant picnic with a ton of people, maybe you just have a smaller picnic with yourself and a couple of family members and the person with dementia and go sit at the beach with a nice umbrella and nice cool towels for the neck.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has provided updates on road construction in several counties around the state. Close to home over in Oneida County on Highway 51, from Manitou Park to Minocqua Lake Bridge in Minocqua, crews will be replacing the asphalt and curb and gutters. Sidewalks will be reconstructed and installed on both sides of the road. This will be taking place April 5th to July 18th, and there will be single bi-directional traffic in the southbound lanes between Manitou Park Drive and the Minocqua Lake Bridge. Over on Highway 17, from Stephen Street to Pollyanna Indiana Road. Crews will be replacing the asphalt pavement and curb and gutter. This will be taking place May 17th to October, and motorists can expect reduced lane capacity down to one lane in each direction. On Highway 8 from 17 North to County P, there will be pavement replacement and intersection upgrades. This will be taking place May 6th to September 20th. Traffic will be detoured to County P and Highway 17, and Highway 8 will be closed following Memorial Day weekend. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Pack is back to practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers resume off-season OTA practices. Matt LaFleur asked about defensive back Eric Stokes recovering from that severe leg and foot injury from two seasons ago.
What this offseason has afforded him was an opportunity to really train. Just when you look at him physically, his body looks different. Certainly he's hitting some very fast speeds out there on practice. Obviously we monitor all that. And I can tell mentally he feels like he's in a great place.
NBA playoffs, the Celtics beat the Pacers 105-102 to complete a four-game sweep and now head to the finals. Baseball game two of the Brewers' four-game series against the Cubs continues tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers won yesterday 5-1. Craig Counsell asked, when did he first consider leaving Milwaukee?
You know, when David Stearns leaving made you think about it a lot. I don't know how it couldn't, right?
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Area track athletes are preparing for the state track meet in lacrosse later this week. Runners from Shawamigan, Phillips, Prentice, and Mercer, and other surrounding schools will participate. We'll interview some of our track athletes during Reality Radio tomorrow and again on Thursday. And we've got softball sectionals going on today. Good luck to the Mellon girls. And baseball regional semifinals along with golf sectionals. Not a great day weather-wise for it, but they're all scheduled to take place today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Well, before we get to our birthdays, I want to let folks know that the City Hall is closed today, Park Falls. It is like the second day of a PGA tournament. It's moving day today. Yeah. Moving day for City Hall. So the Park Falls Library and City Hall will be closed today so they can get all that done. Birthday wishes, Jessica Kirchmeyer is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to you from all your friends. Oh, Ron and Carrie. And I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday today, Jessica. If you're celebrating on this 28th day of May, you share your day with these other celebrities, such as Jake Johnson, best known as the co-star of Fox's new show called Girl. He is 46 today. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, one-time Survivor contestant, became well-known as co-host of The View. She's 47. Marco Rubio, the U.S. Senator from Florida, was one of a large state of Republican presidential hopefuls who lost out to Donald Trump back in 2016. Remember that crowded stage? There was a lot up there. Marco Rubio's 53 today. Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto from 2010 to 2014, was a brash, crack-smoking alcoholic who was once arrested for domestic abuse, but he held on to that job for a while, even with all that. He died back in 2016, born on this day, 1969, Rob Ford. Krista Miller, the actress from TV's Cougar Town, Scrubs, and The Drew Carey Show, is 60 today. Phil Vassar, country music artist, 60 today for Phil Vassar. Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor, made an unsuccessful bid for Republican presidency in 08 and is now a lawyer and a news show and an advocate for President Trump. 80 for Rudy Giuliani today. Sandra Locke, the actress, director. She lived with Clint Eastwood for 15 years, starting back in 75. She passed back in 2018. Jerry West, Basketball Hall of Famer, 86 for Jerry West today. Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond. Ooh, that'd be cool. What have you done in your life? I created James Bond. He wrote the novel on which the film series is based on. Ian Fleming, born on this day, 1908, passed in 1964. And Jim Thorpe, the Native American pro ball player, baseball, football, basketball. He won Olympic gold in 1912 for the pentathlon and the decathlon. So Jim Thorpe, he actually changed his name. His last name was Wathoak. I'm not sure if he changed what the significance was of the change. Easier to pronounce, obviously. But Jim Thorpe, born on this day, 1888, he passed in 1953.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Are you ready to get money? Join the City of Park Falls Parks and Recreation, Park Falls Fire Department, and the Shawamigan School District on Saturday, June 22nd to push through the mud and muck. This 1.5-mile muddy trail is fun on your own, with a group, or with the family. Proceeds will go to Old Abe Memorial Park, the City of Park Falls Fire and Rescue, and the Shawamigan School District Athletic Department. The race will be held in the fields and trails behind the Park Falls campus of the Shawamigan School District.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Generations Funeral and Crematory Services in Tomahawk reminds us that alcohol-related driving accidents claim thousands of lives each year. When you take to the roads, remember the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Because safe and sober driving is everybody's responsibility. This message is courtesy of Generations Funeral and Crematory Services, serving the area with pride and integrity. Call 715-224-3182 for Generations Funeral and Crematory Services. On the air, because they care. Asking all listeners to arrive alive, don't drink and drive.
Trusted for nearly 60 years, Phillips Medisize is a global leader in front-end design, development, and manufacturing solutions for highly regulated industries, and is a proud Lager United Booster Club sponsor.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a chance of scattered showers or thunder showers through about mid-afternoon, and then it'll become partly cloudy with a high of 64 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, sunshine 67. On Thursday, sunny and even warmer with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Hey, we're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
You know you love to fight, and I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still
still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. See your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby,
the truth is I don't even care if you're lying.
Charlie Pierce, Chris Stapleton, 98Q Country. It's 8:51. Tuesday feels like a Monday because, well, that whole three-day weekend thing here. But we do have Mr. Matthew Krieger on from Pioneer Financial to talk a little bit about your money. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, it's a good weekend.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Nice three-day weekend. Some decent weather, of course. We had to have a little bit of rain.
Yeah, but it wasn't anything too bad. It was nice weekend. Things are popping. We're ready for summer. Ready to get that whole thing rolling, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's talk about people's money. That always attracts a little interest, perks your ears up a little bit. What do we have for a topic today with Pioneer?
Yeah, today, Joel, what I wanted to talk about are what's called HSAs or health savings accounts. It's something that we get questions on quite often, and I want to talk a little bit more about what they are and what the advantages of them are.
All right. We got all the other healthcare insurance, all that stuff dealing with, so let's get educated on the savings account side of it. Let's dig in.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first question, Joel, that I wanted to talk about was how does this healthcare option work, or how does an HSA in general work? And an HSA is a tax advantage account that's paired with what's called a high deductible health plan. Sometimes that's known as an HDHP. Know that you cannot contribute to an HSA unless you are enrolled in a high deductible health plan. And this is a big key that I certainly want to point out. You do have to be enrolled in one, what's called a high deductible health plan, in order to contribute to an HSA.
Okay.
So let's look at how an HSA works with a high deductible health plan to enable you to cover your current healthcare costs and also save for your future needs. As I mentioned, before opening an HSA, you must first enroll in a high deductible health plan, either on your own or through your employer. So Joel, sometimes if you have an employer coverage, sometimes an employer will have multiple options. And one of those options may be a high deductible health plan. In order to open an HSA, that is the plan that you would need to be enrolled in.
All right.
A high deductible health plan is catastrophic health coverage that pays benefits only after you've satisfied a high deductible. Some preventative care, such as routine physicals, may be covered without being subject to the deductible. Sometimes those annual physicals, routine physicals, are also called yearly wellness visits. A lot of times those are covered within the plan. For 2024, the annual deductible for an HSA-qualified high-deductible health plan must be at least $1,600 for individual coverage and $3,200 for family coverage. However, know that your deductible may be higher depending on the plan that you are enrolled in. Those are just the minimums that are required. Once you've satisfied your deductible, the high deductible health plan will provide comprehensive coverage for your medical expenses. Though, again, it depends on the plan, you may continue to owe co-payments or co-insurance until you reach your plan's out-of-pocket limit, or your out-of-pocket max is another term that's often used. A high deductible health plan must limit annual out-of-pocket expenses, which also includes the deductible, to no more than $8,050 in 2024 for individual coverage and $16,100 for family coverage. So what that means, Joel, is that's the max that someone would have to pay when you combine both the deductible and the out-of-pocket max.
Okay.
And once that limit is reached, the high deductible health plan will cover 100% of your costs as outlined in your policy. Because you're shouldering a great portion of your healthcare costs, you'll usually pay a much lower premium for a high deductible health plan than for traditional health insurance, allowing you to contribute the premium dollars you're saving to your HSA. Your employer may also contribute to your HSA or pay part of your high deductible health plan premium. Then, when you need medical care, you can withdraw HSA funds to cover your expenses or opt to pay your costs out of pocket if you want to save your account for future use. An HSA can be a powerful savings tool because there's no use it or lose it provisions. That's also a key part of HSAs. You know, there's other type of savings accounts that are use it or lose it. An HSA is not one of those. Funds roll over from year to year. And the account is yours, so you can keep it even if you change employers or lose your job. If your health expenses are relatively low, you may be able to build up a significant balance in your HSA over time. You can even let your money grow until retirement when your health expenses are likely to be much more substantial. However, HSAs aren't foolproof. If you have relatively high healthcare expenses, especially within the first year or two of opening your account, before you've built up that balance, you can deplete your HSA or possibly even face a shortfall.
Okay.
The next question that I wanted to answer, Joel, is how can HSAs help you save on taxes? And know that HSAs offer several valuable tax benefits. The first being that you may be able to make pre-tax contributions via a payroll deduction through your employer, reducing your current income tax. If you make contributions on your own using after-tax dollars, they're deductible from your federal income tax, whether you itemize or not. You can also deduct contributions made on your behalf by family members. And contributions to your HSA and any interest or earnings grow tax deferred. And the last tax advantage is contributions and any earnings you withdraw will be tax free if they're used to pay qualified medical expenses. And we'll talk a little bit more about those in just a little bit.
Okay.
But the next question that often gets asked, can anyone open an HSA? I've kind of already answered that, but any individual with a qualifying high deductible health coverage can open an HSA. However, you won't be eligible to open an HSA if you're already covered by another health plan. You're also out of luck if you're 65 and enrolled in Medicare, or if you can be claimed as a dependent on someone else's tax returns. In those situations, you would not be able to enroll in an HSA. The next question that we often get is how much can you contribute to an HSA? And know that these limits change every year, just like contributing to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, 401ks, things like that. And so for 2024, you can contribute up to $4,150 for individual coverage. That means that if you are the only one on the plan, you can contribute.